privacy. It is a word that gets bandied around a lot. It's something that many of us care about, but how much of it do we actually have? Very little, some would argue, online at least. As we become ever more reliant on our phones, smart devices and online accounts, the rate at which data is collected, commodified and sold on by big corporations is growing rapidly. I've been speaking to some of the companies who are leading a bit of a fight back against big data farmers, traders and advertisers. Sam Jones is one of them. He runs a London-based startup called Generate. He let me in on some digital trade secrets and explained how he's trying to put the power back into consumers' hands.
Right now, as a consumer, we all trust our bank, and we know that we can leave all of our money in the bank, that the bank will put our money to work for us, and at the end of each month, we get a little bit of something back in return via interest. What I believe is that in the near future, there'll be a company or potentially companies that we trust with our data, put our data to work for us, and we'll get something back at the end of the month. So ultimately, that's what we've built with our Generate Data Wallet. And the idea is really simple. A person downloads it, it's totally free. And then we say, okay, do you use Google or Facebook or any of these big tech companies? If you click on Google, we will then download all of the data that Google hold on you. And by the way, it's nuts what they have. It is every search you've ever made online whilst logged in, every website you've ever been to, every advert you've ever seen. So we show you that info and we say, you know what? If you're uncomfortable with this, if you want to remove it from Google, click here and we'll delete it. Or if you want to get something back, click here, share it with Generate, we will anonymize it and we'll put it to work on your behalf so that you are rewarded anytime your data is used.
That is the core concept of Generate.
Exactly. We build technology that empowers people to control or earn from their data.
Obviously, the argument behind digital advertising is that, listen, this is everyone wins. We are simply getting better at targeting the right products to the people who are most likely going to want to buy them or use them. And therefore, we're saving everyone else from the kind of a wall of nonsense that perhaps has nothing to do with them. We are simply delivering the appropriate products to the appropriate subgroup.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I am agnostic with regard to, is tracking good, is tracking bad? Should we use data? Should we not use data? But what I do believe is that people should have a clear and transparent choice. That someone, if they're uncomfortable with this, in one click by choosing privacy mode, they should be able to stop it from happening. Or if you are okay with this principle, if you don't mind being sold online, then we believe that you should have the ability to A, have more control about the what information's out there, but B, have the ability to get something back yourself should you want to. And that's the premise for our whole business.
Do you imagine further down the track that that's going to expand, that maybe Google and Facebook, or at least some of those ad exchanges, are going to be coming to you to pay you directly, or the consumers for data?
So we believe that we are fundamentally working on a paradigm shift. We're trying to change a model to rebalance it in favor of consumers. And of course, as a business, we also need to ensure that we have the commercial partners and the commercial backing to make this financially viable. So we are playing the long game. We're building something that we believe can fundamentally have a major impact. And if we succeed, we will change people's relationship with their data and therefore, in a small way, change the world, the way that the world is spinning.
So what, If you're right, if there is a paradigm shift going on, what will it look like? What will the future 10 years down the track be in terms of the relationship between our data and all of those companies? There's thousands of companies, and particularly with Google and Facebook and Amazon at the top. How will we relate to them?
Very simple. Firstly, the majority of these businesses who you've never even heard of, but right now hold your data and sell it, they will cease to exist. Step one. Step two, the companies who do hold your data, you'll be aware of them. Like right now, if I stop a man in the street and I say, who has your data? They can't tell me. I work in the industry and I can't tell you. This is nuts. So I think if we look to the future, it isn't hard to imagine a scenario where actually everyone has an app on their phone, and perhaps even as part of the first time they start up their phone, the very first question is, what do you want to happen to your data? You understand what data is where. You can retract that should you want to, or you can get something back from it if you'd like to as well. And that's where I see the world going.
Sam Jones there of Generate. Now, as mentioned, his is not the only firm doing this. There's a bigger, much more established US company called Brave, brave.com, doing something very similar out of San Francisco. Paddy Hirsch there in Los Angeles. Do you, well, firstly, I suppose I'll just ask, do you fret about how your data is used, traded, circulated, sliced and diced and passed on? Is that something that keeps you awake at night, or are you just one of those guys who goes, look, this is the deal?
Yeah, you know, I have an iPhone and I have a Mac computer, and those things are pretty cheap. And the reason they're pretty cheap, hello, is because they sell our data. I mean, you know, let's be real. You watch YouTube. I like to watch YouTube, and I watch it for free. But I don't watch it for free, really, because they've got my data. That's the deal. I mean, let's be honest about this. Let's not fool ourselves that we're getting you know, done out of some deal here. It's like people. This is one of these other mysteries that gets me, is the 23andMe thing. It's like, hello, people. You didn't get your you gave your saliva sample or whatever, and you got all of the information about your genealogy. That's your data. You just gave that away for free. You sold your data for like a little bit of information about yourself, and that data can be used in a billion ways. So I'm sorry, but you need to be smart about the deals that you make with the companies that give you things and you know, provide you with entertainment, provide you with services when you are surrendering your data to them.
Stella,
it's gonna get
Stella,
sold what, and passed around.
Stella, what do you think?
I think so as well. Absolutely. It's so it's really scary, the amount of information that these companies have on individuals. I mean, have you ever wondered, you get off the phone talking to someone, and next thing you just see ads. Ad is just so related to those things you spoke about. So it's really a problem. And companies like that is something that I see can really make inroads, because people really value their privacy and they don't want to feel like they're being sold to companies. So, I mean, the option of being able to, you know, have your, you know, your data bring you some sort of a little something is something that people would be very open to. But tracking the information that they have on you, like companies have on you, and what they are doing with it is so important.
Okay, what's
especially
that, man?
At a time like this where, you know, your data is literally everywhere, scattered everywhere.
Let's just, I mean, there, obviously there are going to be changes to some of the third-party trading rules. We know that's coming in next year. It's all very complicated. But what is happening, I mean, what is interesting, I think, is where regular people, and I'm with you definitely, Paddy, where regular people who mostly probably don't think about a lot of these things, but where they might start to get a little bit anxious when, for instance, your sexual preferences maybe start to be, which you might want to keep secret, or your medical situation, or indeed your financial situation. If you're really struggling with the costs you're paying, I mean, Sam Jones made the point to me that his local council in London, there are 21 different tracking companies who can follow him and will stick him in a specific basket calling him a budgeter on benefits if they discover that he's someone who's struggling to pay his local council tax. Now, that kind of targeting, aggressive targeting, perhaps of somebody who might be in a financial straits, you can see regular citizens starting to get a bit anxious around the edges, and that's not very transparent, is it? Paddy?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, you know, hasn't that always been the case? It's like, haven't we always been subject to and bombarded by advertising? I mean, that's just the way, if you go to certain places, you know, even if we didn't have all of this technology, you go to certain places, you frequent certain places, you become a target of people who want to sell something to you. You know, they say, oh, look, this person goes to church every week. Maybe we can sell them something, and they will approach you at the church or on the way to the church, or they will leave leaflets around the place. I mean, it's like, this has always been the case. Yes, it's been amped up. I agree with that, but it's still this is just the way we work. And let's not forget that marketing and advertising can be very positive forces. I mean, they inform you about what's going on around you. They inform you about what's available to you. Yes, of course, they can be corrupted, but that's always been the case.
Do you think there's a possibility? Sorry, go on.
Yeah, but you know, we have had incidents where these companies come and they tell us about a breach where they lose people's data. And you know what that means. Anyone can do anything with it. Mm. For security reasons, it is really scary. Honestly, it's scary.
Okay, listen, guys, we're going to have to stop.
That's something different, right? I mean, that's theft. I mean, we're not talking about theft. We're talking about legitimate companies trying to advertise.
That's what I'm saying. There are incidents where they have actually lost some sort of access to it. Mm. And this data is left open to the public. Do you understand? Right, we've had breaches.
Yes, no, I totally understand that, but it's like it's not their fault. I mean, it's not necessarily their fault. They didn't make the breach. A criminal made the breach.
Yes,
it's not like
they
designed the system to be breached. Mm. I mean, yes, that's bad,
so
but it's not
the
like
concerns.
They indulged in criminal activity. But absolutely,
okay.
I mean, you know, the more data there is out there, the more vulnerable it is. There's no doubt about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.